Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Something smells delicious.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. I wonder what's cooking. Today's topic is food.
And the title of our lesson is Delicious Food. Delicious Food. What delicious food do you eat during the Christmas season?
I eat foods like cookies, pork, meat, bread. I eat a lot during the Christmas season.
Well, we'll talk about specific foods today, especially the ones we eat during the Christmas season. But first, let's practice our reading together. Here's Marie for some help.
Chef Jeff talks about simple but delicious Christmas recipes. He starts with main dishes. Most people eat turkey or roast beef, but ham is also delicious. You can serve it with fruit sauce. There are good vegetable dishes too. Broccoli with garlic and roasted nuts is delicious. Cook carrots with butter, sugar, and a little salt.
Thank you, Marie. So does your family have a big Christmas meal together?
We do. We all go to my grandmother's house. We eat turkey, vegetables, and there are plenty of desserts.
Oh, that sounds great. Yes, my family usually has Christmas dinner together. We have lamb and maybe a pumpkin soup or something like that. And of course, mashed potatoes. My dad needs mashed potatoes.
And so do I. Mashed potatoes are my favorite. All right, well, let's go to Christina. She needs to tell us our key words for today.
Hello, 我们今天要在节目中访问Jeff主厨。 他要跟我们分享简单但是又很可口的圣诞节食谱。 简单的、容易的就是simple. He talks about simple recipes. 他从主菜main dishes开始讲起. 形容词main就是主要的. 所以let's talk about main dishes first. 大部分的人都会以火鸡或者是烤牛肉做主餐. 但是Jeff说ham火腿其实也很好吃. Ham is also delicious. 他还建议火腿可以配着水果制成的酱料一起吃。酱料就是sauce. You can have ham with fruit sauce. 另外蔬菜类的料理大家可以用青花椰菜配大蒜。Cook broccoli with garlic. Broccoli是青花椰菜,大蒜就是garlic. 最后在花椰菜上面再撒上烤过的nut,坚果。Put nuts on it. Jeff主厨还说了些什么呢? 我们一起来看看吧。
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now, here's your host, Rob!
Hello friends, happy holidays. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today we're talking with Chef Jeff. Please welcome him to the program. Welcome to the program, Chef Jeff.
Thank you, Rob. I love to talk about food.
Great. We're going to talk about Christmas food today.
Wonderful. There are many simple but delicious Christmas recipes.
Can you share some with us?
Of course. Let's start with main dishes. People usually eat turkey or roast beef.
I do.
But there are other ones. Wow, we have a guest on the show today. His name is Chef Jeff. Rob welcomes him to the program.
He is a good guest for today. He loves talking about food, and I love eating food. So today will be very interesting.
But why are we talking about food today?
Because it's Christmas.
Yes, but why are we talking about food today?
Peter, during Christmas, we eat a lot of food. Many are traditional dishes. Every family has dishes they eat every year.
Yes, like I said, my family always has lamb chops or steak for dinner, on Christmas Day. And we also have Christmas breakfast, too. We usually make cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls are delicious. Well, today we have some simple but delicious Christmas recipes.
Simple means it is easy, not hard. Not many things to do with these recipes.
Ooh, let's start with the main dishes.
Great idea. And here's Christina to help us explain this sentence a little more.
Chef 主厨说, let's start with main dishes. 我们先说一下 dish 这个名词，它可以指盘子，也可以表示一道菜。在这里 ，Jeff 说的 main dishes 就是主菜或主餐。他说 ，Let's start with main dishes， 我们从主菜开始说起吧。片语 start with something 就是从什么开始的意思。比如我们从 Nina 开始念课文好了 ，Let's start with Nina。好多好吃的东西，我先吃面包。I'll start with the bread. 或者你昨天去了游乐园，有很多好玩的游乐设施，你先选了哪一样？ Which did you start with? 最后的 with 不要漏掉哦。这些都是片语 start with 的用法。
Thank you, Christina. So, Peter, what are some common main dishes that people eat during the Christmas season?
Many people have turkey.Or roast beef. They are both very good and very traditional.
That's right. But there are other ones too, as Jeff says. And this is our grammar point for today. Let's talk to Rebecca about it.
Hello, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. Today, you are going to learn how to use the word ones. There are adjective ones.Ones. For example, there are blue ones, or you can also replace the word there with here. For example, here are the new ones. Friends, don't forget to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So we replace words that we have used, like the word dishes for the word ones.
I have snacks at the office. I have other ones at home. She has some shoes here. She has other ones in the office too.
That's right. Well, friends, let's go to Conversation B and see what happens next.
Tell us about them.
Ham is delicious.You can bake it and serve it with fruit sauce.
Is that simple to do?
Oh, yes. First, you bake the ham while you make the sauce. Then you put some sauce on the ham and bake it some more.
That sounds easy and delicious.
It is. There are many good recipes for fruit sauce.
So we know that there are main dishes like turkey and roast beef, but there are other ones too. Jeff can tell us about them.
Ham is delicious. You can bake it and serve it with fruit sauce.
I love ham. It smells so good when you bake it in the oven. And it is salty. It's nice with a fruit sauce and it's sweet and salty. A perfect Christmas dish.
So we use the word ham, but do you know why? In English, we have words for the animal, and we have words for the meat when it is for food.
That's right. Ham is meat from pig. It is meat from one part of the pig. Another word we use for meat from the pig is called pork.
We call meat from the cow beef, andmeat from fish and chicken actually don't have other names.
Beef is a red meat. Now, we shouldn't eat too much of this kind of meat in our diets. Fish, chicken, and pork are white meats. They are more healthy for you.
So, baking a ham, is that simple to do?
It is, Peter, and that's today's
calendar phrase.
Is that simple to do?
Is that simple to do?
那很容易做吗？
I can play the ukulele.
Is that simple to do?
I can play many ukulele songs.
Is that simple to do?
I can write ukulele songs.
Is that simple to do?
Yeah, music is easy. After practicing for 60 years.
Oh, so it's not that simple.
Right.
Is that simple to do?
Is that simple to do?
那很容易做吗？
What a great calendar phrase. I like learning about these simple dishes today.
Well, I want to talk about the words simple and easy for a minute. Simple has not many things, and easy just means that it's not difficult.In Chinese, we use simple much more often, but in English, we actually use the word easy much more often.
That's right. Thank you, Peter. So how do you make this main dish? First, you bake the ham while you make the sauce. Then you put some sauce on the ham and bake it some more.
Wow, this is a fun lesson. I can't believe we're talking about food.Well, friends, we need to take a short break, but we'll be back right after this. See you soon. Welcome back from the break, friends. Well, we've talked about food during dinner. Does your family have a special breakfast on Christmas morning?
We do. Every Christmas morning, my parents make things like chocolate chip pancakes, eggs, toast, muffins, and a lot more. We just have a big table full of food.
Oh, that sounds great. Christmas is a wonderful season.Let's look at this next conversation together.
What are some other easy dishes?
There are many easy vegetable dishes to make. Do you like broccoli or carrots?
I like both.
Cook broccoli with garlic and then put roasted nuts on it. It's delicious.
It does sound good.
Or cook carrots with butter, sugar, and a little salt.
That sounds good too. Thanks for all the great ideas.
Turkey, roast beef, ham with a fruit sauce. But there is more. What other easy dishes are there?
Before we answer this question, let's visit Christina. She can tell us more about this question you just asked.
我们来学一个很实用的句子。Rob 问主厨 ,What are some other easy dishes? 还有哪些其他简单的菜?句型就是 ,What are some other? 其实我们在生活中常常会问别人你还有什么好书可以推荐的?你还玩过哪些好玩的游戏？还有哪些车是特价的？我们在生活中是不是常常会这样发问呢？这个时候你就可以问 What are some other good books? What are some other fun games? 或者 What are some other cars for sale? 请你要多说多练习，这样才能轻松自然地用在生活中咯。
There are many easy vegetable dishes to make. Do you like broccoli or carrots?
I like both. That's a good answer. Both. This is a word to use when talking about two things only. Do you like the park or a cafe?
I like both. Well, I think that most people will like this dish, this vegetable and broccoli dish. Peter, do you eat vegetables, raw or cooked?
I like both. Many people in the West like raw vegetables. That means they are not cooked. We think they are fresh and healthy. Salads usually use fresh, raw vegetables.
But for the most part, we shouldn't eat raw meats. They need to be cooked. But I know a lot of people in the East only like eating vegetables cooked.
Well, maybe our friends will like this dish. How do you make it?
Cook broccoli with garlic and then put roasted nuts on top of it. It's delicious.
Well, in my opinion, garlic makes any salty dish taste better. Let's name some different kinds of nuts together.
Okay, well, I really enjoy eating walnuts.
Oh, I like almonds.
Oh, and peanuts are delicious too.
Okay, well, I like pecans. There are so many different kinds. So you can add nuts to this dish and cook the carrots with butter, sugar, and a little salt.
Sweet and salty. Yum.
Well, these are great ideas, and we hope you enjoyed them. But right now, we need to review our keywords together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Simple. Simple. This homework is simple.
Main. Main. What is your main job here?
Ham. Ham. I like to eat ham for dinner.
Sauce. Sauce. Put this sauce on your meat. It's great.
Garlic. Garlic. My mother often cooks with garlic.
Nut. Nut. Karen eats nuts for a snack. All right, friends, those are your key words. Make sure to be practicing them. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host,
Hello, friends. Happy holidays. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking with Chef Jeff. Please welcome him to the program. Welcome to the program, Chef Jeff.
Thank you, Rob. I love to talk about food.
Great. We're going to talk about Christmas food today.
Wonderful. There are many simple but delicious Christmas recipes.
Can you share some with us?
Of course. Let's start with main dishes. People usually eat turkey or roast beef.
I do.
But there are other ones.
Tell us about them.
Ham is delicious. You can bake it and serve it with fruit sauce.
Is that simple to do?
Oh, yes. First, you bake the ham while you make the sauce. Then you put some sauce on the ham and bake it some more.
That sounds easy and delicious.
It is. There are many good recipes for fruit sauce.
What are some other easy dishes?
There are many easy vegetable dishes to make. Do you like broccoli or carrots?
I like both.
Cook broccoli with garlic and then put roasted nuts on it. It's delicious.
It does sound good.
Or cook carrots with butter, sugar, and a little salt.
That sounds good too. Thanks for all the great ideas.
Ginger, what are you doing with this book?
I'm looking for simple Christmas recipes.
I hope they're simple and delicious.
Don't worry, Monkey Man. Everything I cook is delicious.
delicious.
Oh, really?
No, just kidding.
Well, you know, Ginger, most people eat turkey or roast beef or ham for Christmas.
Well, forget that. Those recipes aren't simple.
Oh, well then what recipes are simple?
Banana recipes. Simple and delicious.
Banana recipes? That doesn't sound good for Christmas.
They're great for Christmas. Banana recipes are good any time.
Okay, where do we start?
Banana cake?
Oh, page 52.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about parties and food. Please help me welcome my guest, Chef Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Rob.
Chef, thanks for being here on our show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Chef Jeff, I have a question today from Zach Chang of New York, New York. Can you help us answer it?
Sure.
Great. Zach writes, I want to have a Christmas dinner with all my friends, but I don't have time to prepare all the food. Is there a way to have a party without having to prepare all the food myself?
Great question, Zach. I have the perfect answer for you.
What is it?
Zach, you should have a potluck.
Yes, that's a great idea.
At a potluck, all the guests bring one dish to share.
And then there is a lot of food, and one person doesn't have to prepare all of it.
That's right. When you plan a potluck, you can let your guests know what dishes you would like them to bring.
Right. You can ask someone to bring a salad, a soup, a main dish, drinks, or even dessert.
That's right. I really enjoy potlucks because you can enjoy great food with great friends.
That's true. Thanks for answering our question today, Jeff. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, the holiday season is definitely about food. But when I am home, it just makes me remember all those years of celebrating Christmas. The smells, the people. Oh, it's just a wonderful time together.
Yes, it is. You know, Peter, a couple days before Christmas, my family and I bake cookies. We bake cookies from out of really cute Christmas cutters, like Christmas trees, teddy bears, and ornaments. And they look beautiful and taste good, too.
Oh, that's great. Well, friends, we hope you had fun, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.